Giants and Marlins Monday. You would not have to wait long for Giancarlo Stanton to make it five straight games with a homer.
And there have been plenty of examples of where not to pitch him that ball to left. That ball's deep. That ball is out of here. Number 43. The incredible ride continues for Stanton. The all-time record now for the Marlins passing Gary Sheffield. Stanton, first swing of the night. 2-0 Marlins.
Crawford sneaks in behind D, ground ball through the hole at shortstop, base hit Yelly. D's going to score, we're tied at three. Diedrich at third, Rojas at second. 0-2 has bounced up the middle near the back at second. Tomlinson's got it, throws to first, not in time. Diedrich scores, Miami's on top 4-3. The 0-2, Stanton bounces one into the hole between short and third, base hit. G comes through again, it's 5-3 Marlins.
This is Marcelo Zuna. That's a deep one center field as well. Out of here! I don't know if it was in the bushes or it went into the camera well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It went right in there.
Giancarlo Stanton drives in three, goes 2-for-4 with a walk as Adam Conley wins his fifth. Heading into Tuesday's action, Giancarlo Stanton's 10 home runs give him more than three other MLB teams in the month of August. Giancarlo Stanton makes it five straight games with a home run, including his 43rd, setting a new franchise single-season record that stood for 21 years held by Gary Sheffield. Here's Stanton on his game and his accomplishment.
It's something special, man. I would have thought I would do something like this in September, but we got a ways to go. So, you know, I'm going to enjoy this and, try to add on.
Didn't waste any time either. Tell me about that home run.
He just kept pounding me in, so, had to be on time, get inside of it, and, got it out of there.
You know, I'm just wondering, Giancarlo, I'm keep waiting for somebody to just throw no strikes to you. Do you have to battle that mentally, that you are going to see a pitch to hit?
If they're going to throw it, we got to be able to hit it. So they're going to be in and out. Sometimes they won't, but when they do, you got to be ready for it.
Well, you've driven in D. Gordon a ton of times during this stretch. And I know he's enjoying it, and it must be cool for you because your whole team is having fun with this.
Yeah, it's been a fun time. We're winning on top of it, so that's most important.
The Marlins make it four straight wins and get an early home run from Giancarlo Stanton, taking the series opener from the Giants 8-3. After the game, here's Marlins manager Don Mattingly.
It was a good game. Obviously Giancarlo gets us out of the blocks quick. It's always a good feeling, but, then they take the lead right back. And then really from then, Giancarlo gets a base hit for us to add on, but we got a lot of hits from different guys. Yelly drives in a run, O gets a homer, Timo late, D gets a hit with him on base, Adam got his bunts down. A lot of good things happened where, you play the kind of game you like to see where it's, obviously Giancarlo's been incredible, but, we know there's going to be nights when he's not going to do it, and then we're going to have to be able to score runs somehow.
How cool is it to be part of history?
No, it's been an amazing little run, that's for sure. You always like being around when guys are doing special things and seeing things like that. This game always seems to be something, somebody's breaking a record or doing something that nobody else has done, even within the organization. So I always like being around seeing guys that are having that kind of success.
You touched briefly on D. I think you got the game going in. Second at bat hit, then drove in that run and to set up, just what D is kind of doing right there.
Well, obviously we've talked about that combination. I think it puts pressure on the pitcher to be able to have to hold him and deal with Giancarlo at that point. And quite honestly, when D's getting on, at that rate, it's just a different kind of pressure you're putting on teams. And he's been we always talk about that leadoff spot. You want somebody that's getting on base. And especially with him and the way he runs, it puts a different kind of pressure than another guy that's not really putting pressure on you. But when D's on, it's got to be, high alert because he'll go at any time. And if you don't deal with him, he'll get two bags. If you just want to let him not mess around with him, he's going to get two bags on you. So he changes things when he gets on base, that's for sure.
With Adam, you mentioned the bunts, but as far as his work on the mound tonight, what did you make of that?
Early on, I didn't think he was that sharp, honestly. It didn't have that crispness to me. that you see when he's, you know, he's a little sharper in the zone, looked like some misfires, but he hung in there after giving up those runs and give us some big innings in there. I thought in the middle, our pen's still trying to recover and get back in order where we're, you know, getting some guys rested and have the right people rested. So it was good to him to even be able to go out in that seventh. I thought was good. It was a, you know, it was a spot we knew we had three lefties, but as he struggled with that second guy, I'd figure Steck was just as good or probably better at that point.
I think it was the third when they got to three. You intentionally walked Posey, then he walks Hundley and he puts it up in a real mess, but he gets Crawford on the ground ball. Just...
No, those are different times in the game, right? You hate putting guys out there, but you know, with Buster, I've just seen him too many times. He gets big hits all the, it seems like all the time. And Nick swings the bat good, and he already had a hit that game. So I don't necessarily like doing it, but I'm going to have somebody be, you know, try to advance a lead or something other than Buster. So, you know, it was obviously good to get out of that, but, you know, we got to tack on runs after that, and he threw some zeros, so it was good.
Adam Conley wins. He's 5-5. He gave up 6 hits and 3 runs over 6 and a third, along with 2 sacrifice bunts. Here's Conley in his overall performance.
Yeah, there's no question that the guys have been playing great baseball, and we've had a lot of contributors go up. Guys have been hurt, and unfortunate things have happened and stuff. So, obviously, with the trade deadline also, move or two there. And when things are rolling like that, I mean, it's what you want. The clubhouse is better, you know, nobody wants to come here and lose every day. And so when you get a little string going like that, I think the guys are a little lighter, having more fun out there. And it's just fun to be a part of. Glad to be a part of it tonight.
What did you think of your start overall? First time in your career, like they never had a strikeout in a start. It's a little odd. How did you think overall?
Yeah, it's strange because, a veteran pitcher told me one time after I came out from a game, I think I was in Colorado last year, and I think I went 5 and gave up 5, and Ichiro got his 3,000th hit and all that stuff. There was a lot of cool things going on with the game, and ended up getting the win, but I didn't throw well. He told me getting a win in the big leagues is hard, so just don't ever forget that, you know. And so for me tonight, it's interesting because in Washington, my last start, I think literally in a year was the best I've felt physically as far as my delivery, being able to do what I wanted to do with the ball. Obviously, that game didn't go well for me, but I was super encouraged by the way I felt. I have to say that tonight was probably the opposite. So... you just take that for what it's worth. I'm happy about how well the guys were playing, that I was able to battle through that, and just feel blessed that I can go out this week and go do the work that I want to go do to be able to be that version of myself that I want. And tonight was a good night. I found a way to go win a ball game without my best stuff, so I'm encouraged by that.
And that third, when you got the bases loaded, obviously the intentional walk proposed, you don't want to walk humbly. But then you get Crawford and, you know, just kept it right there. Take us through that sequence.
Yeah, I mean, it's the big league. So when you get guys on, you start walking guys or anything like that, basically your window for error there just gets smaller. So I think that some of those, as far as pitch count and all those things, there were some at-bats where early in the at-bat when I was trying to elevate or trying to do some things with the fastball, I got some quick outs there which were able to keep me in it. But in that inning, you know, there's just a string of hitters there where I wasn't able to get guys to do. I wasn't really able, like I was talking about the way I felt, I wasn't really able to do what I wanted to do all night. So while I'm out there, obviously now in hindsight, we've won the game and the team played amazing behind me. Dietrich made nice plays behind me at third and all these things, scoring runs, all this stuff. So in hindsight now, it looks like a really good night. But while I was out there, I was really battling. Just wasn't really able to do what I wanted to do with my fastball, velo, strength, energy, all that stuff just down and just battling through how to get through that line, how to keep getting outs. And so a tough inning for me. Happy that I didn't have another inning like that and that I was able early in some of those at-bats to keep the pitch count reasonable and get into that seventh there. And then Moncrief, I think is how you – I don't know how to pronounce his name – comes in at the pinch hit there, and I think I must have thrown 8 or 9 pitches or something to him, and pitch count at that point, you know, kind of knocks me out. But overall – with as much of a battle and as frustrating it was while I was out there pitching, these are the games that you look back on in your career and think that's the one that was the most important, to find a way to get into the seventh inning in a game when you had that bad inning or you don't have your best stuff and you don't feel good. So these are the types of wins that I think most pitchers look back on and are the most proud of, because I wasn't really sharp. So.
Tuesday's pitching matchup has Dan Straley throwing for the Marlins against Madison Bumgarner of San Francisco.